Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state can expect to reach its apex for coronavirus hospitalizations in 21 days. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports New York is still the epicenter of the pandemic in the U.S. with more than 40,000 cases and more than 500 deaths.
Governor Cuomo is calling on hospitals across the state to double their capacity as the number of coronavirus cases rise.
We're seeing a significant increase in deaths because the length of time people are on the ventilator is increasing, and the more it increases, the higher the level of deaths will increase.
Cuomo also says the state continues to face a dramatic shortage of medical supplies. He estimates the state will need roughly 40,000 ventilators at the peak of the outbreak. He says currently the state has between 3 and 4,000 on hand. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
A more than $2 trillion coronavirus relief package is a critical step closer to having President Trump sign off on it as early as today. The U.S. House is poised to quickly approve the sweeping legislation, but there's at least one holdout. Republican Thomas Massey is insisting on a formal recorded vote on the bill, seriously vexing political leaders from both parties. President Trump tweeted that Massey was a, quote, third-rate grandstander. And former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, a Democrat, tweeted, quote, Congressman Massey has tested positive for being an fill in the blank here. NPR's Gloria Grisales reports on what's at stake.
Members are meeting under new social distancing guidelines and express gratitude to Capitol workers for their help. Here's Illinois Republican Rodney Davis.
They're here sitting there in the well. They are here in our hallways. They are doing the job that allow us to do our job. And on behalf of everyone here, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer encouraged members to quickly approve the historic legislation.
We must take swift action.
House lawmakers will try to approve the bill by a quick voice vote, but that could be delayed several hours if any member objects. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
NPR's Jeff Brady says President Trump's directive to fill the nation's strategic petroleum reserve was not included in the economic rescue package.
The Trump administration wants $3 billion to buy up to 77 million barrels of oil. Crude prices collapsed amid a price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia, along with a steep decline in demand as people limit travel because of the coronavirus. The administration wants to buy oil mostly from small to medium-sized companies. Some of them are expected to go bankrupt without help. Critics call the plan a bailout of the oil industry and say they want the administration to focus on clean energy instead. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
This is NPR. After reporting more than 1,000 cases of the coronavirus, South Africa has begun a 21-day nationwide lockdown. NPR's Ada Peralta reports the South African military is on the streets, but many residents are defying the orders.
Last night, President Cyril Ramaphosa stood in front of his military and somberly sent troops off to enforce this lockdown.
Our country has never been through a period like this. This is unprecedented.
But by morning, the state broadcaster showed people were still on the streets. Long lines formed outside supermarkets. One elderly passenger was livid when police made him get off a bus. The only breadwinner, he says, how will he survive a 21-day lockdown? The government says this is the only way to avert a catastrophe. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
The American Civil Liberties Union is raising concerns that one of the governor of Rhode Island's anti-coronavirus measures may be violating the Constitution. Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo mandated that anyone coming from New York must self-quarantine for 14 days. To implement that, state police are flagging down cars with New York license plates. The drivers may or may not be coming from the New York City area, which is the current epicenter of the outbreak in the U.S. Stephen Brown, executive director of the ACLU of Rhode Island, questions whether that constitutes probable cause under the Fourth Amendment. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.